The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. It's Friday, the 15th of April, 2016. We've got a very important transmission lined up, but first, a key report from John Bowne.
The panicked elite are buying up underground bunkers and or fleeing to parts unknown, as all indications point towards a collapse that will, in the words of economist Peter Schiff, be the earthquake that follows the 2008 tremor. The Chicago Tribune reported that about 3,000 individuals with net assets of $1 million or more left Chicago in the last year alone due to the exploding climate of unrest growing in the Union stockyard. The writing is on the wall. President Obama, in concert with his puppet master George Soros, have been turning up the heat on deteriorating conditions resulting from the United States and the EU's strategic collapse of the global economy for the last 7 years.
So if somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Before Obama ever came around, coal was doing good. Obama killed it.
We have citizens digging through the trash just to eat.
I wish they'd just step off the face of the earth. It wouldn't hurt my feelings none.
What's actually hurt coal is not any EPA rules as much as it is really cheap natural gas that has come from fracking.
They're fracking with such corrupt practices across the United States that the well water is catching on fire.
Whoa.
Soros signals Argentina's shale is biggest place to be. Soros doubled his stake in state-owned oil company in Argentina, while for the last 7 years spending tens of millions of dollars to lobby to shut down shale production in the U.S. by wildcat small companies. And I'm not saying shale fracking is good overall. I'm not saying there aren't problems, but most of it's financed by Soros and Saudi Arabia, who don't want us to have our own oil. So a coal plant in Mexico that's totally dirty is okay, but a coal plant in Texas that's clean is not okay.
And most of these frackers and oil sand people can't break even unless oil's over $80 or at least over $55. I think it's going to 10 to 20 in the next several years. So this is what they're doing is they're pumping their existing wells to the max to create cash flow because their wells are not expensive to pump. It's expensive to find the darn things and drill. And they were only able to do that with the cheapest junk bonds in history because of quantitative easing and an artificial stimulus and high oil price. So that's the next thing to hit the United States.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the largest coal company in the United States has filed for bankruptcy, an event that will result in energy costs that will sharply rise on the American middle class like they have on the common people of Germany. Germany's energy policies have gradually doubled the average industrial cost per kilowatt hour as clean and renewable energy can't carry the load, literally. Last week, Obama began pushing for housing lenders to offer home loans to people with bad credit. What better way to push the economy over the edge than to repeat the same 2008 nightmare?
We're using data on housing and neighborhood conditions to help cities identify the areas that need the most help.
By 2014, investors had already begun to notice another government-fed subprime housing bubble on the horizon. Investors Business Daily wrote in January of 2014, what stoked housing inflation was federal housing policies designed to boost home ownership among low-income and minority borrowers. Between 2011 and the third quarter of 2013, housing prices rose nearly 6%, triple the increase in rental costs. Both this bubble and the last one were caused by the government's housing policies. Low down payments, a mere 5% at Fannie and Freddie, and just 3.5% at the FHA, are fueling the bubble. But new qualified mortgage rules don't require a minimum down payment for borrowers in 2014. The country has been misled about financial reform. InfoWars has called for Obama's impeachment on numerous occasions, to no avail. His supposed lame duck presidency, heading into the end of his term, has been tremendously underestimated. Americans are nothing less than under a full New World Order attack, aided and abetted by the executive branch of the United States of America. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You've got it. You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I woke up this morning at about 6:30 a.m. and it hit me. One of the biggest problems we face is that we're losing boundaries. We're losing impulse control. Now, when I talk about impulse control, I mean within the governing and elite class. I was just thinking about how they have this race going, in their own words, to merge with machines and become gods. And they've already decided in all the dominant literature that humans are obsolete and an ugly, bad thing, and that we're going to phase out the human race as it's known. That is the collective cosmology or belief system of the ruling establishment. They've taken over the world, mainly through crony capitalism and combines, and now they're looking at everyone else eating up their resources that they believe belong to them, and they're setting up a system to phase out humanity as we know it. Now, obviously, I have stacks of news here to cover today, but why do I so often open with that general theme? Because that is what's happening. We're on a space rock. It's not that big. 7.5 billion of us hurtling around a sun at 30-something thousand miles an hour. And we look at these elites and these leaders who are just like leaders of old. They just have more high-tech weapons and more propaganda. They have the same hubris, the same megalomania, the same mental illness. And I see the amount of delusion and mental illness increasing in the general public. And it's admitted that mental illness is skyrocketing and delusional behavior. But I see it all around me. I've probably known personally 12 or 13 people, I was thinking about it this morning, in just the last 6 years that were normal and behaving normally, who went completely insane. Is it the water? Is it the air? Is it the unnatural culture? We've heard about cabin fever in the cold winter when you're locked up, you know, at the North Pole for a month, and most people start going crazy. Heard about cabin fever on ships. Heard about space fever when people are out in space for a month or so, they start going nuts, even the strongest people. We're living in such an unnatural world. And I'm not bashing technology. I'm bashing some of the bad side effects of it. And I've used this analogy many times. It's like if you're on a Mars mission, a year and a half to get to Mars with the current technology, if they try to go to Mars at the right time in a cycle when the planet is closer to us, the fourth rock, that even the most healthy astronaut who could run, you know, two marathons back to back on Earth, when they get to Mars, will have to spend a few months basically being able to work out on the surface, slowly even be able to jog or lift up a 20-pound box. Russian cosmonauts that have been in space for a year, you know, have trouble even getting up out of their seats. Russia, last time I checked, has the longest time spent in space. I think one time somebody spent almost 2 years up there, and it showed when the capsule came down, they couldn't even get up. They had trouble breathing, had to give them oxygen. Their lungs couldn't even operate. And that's what it is with screen time and calculators and all these machines and buzzing this and buzzing that and smartphones. We're being encased in a control grid that dumbs us down, makes us unhealthy, makes us unhappy. People say, hey, hypocrite, you're sitting at the center of a high-tech news studio wired in like maybe only 0.1% of people are. I mean, this is like per square foot, got more computers and wires and antennas than the Pentagon. I get it. I know. That's my point. How do you live in this and contain your humanity and keep it? And I've got a stack of news along that line today that we're going to be getting to. The way they're selling it, DNA analysis could help improve your workout, study finds. Reuters. My dad wanted me to talk about this like a month ago, and I never did. But I had him run back to my office and get it. Thank you, Nico. He went because he decided to go ahead and keep his dental license. And boy, that came in handy when my son... My dad's an endodontist and oral surgeon, a lot of other stuff. My son, jumping on the trampoline with some at a friend's house, knocked his two front teeth out. And of course, if he'd gone to the emergency room, they would have just taken him. You know, they were like back at a 45-degree angle, basically out, hanging by meat. But my dad got him back in, and looks like he'd be able to keep him, thank God. But long story short, he was going back to get his continuing education just to keep his license, just so he can work on the family a few months ago because his license was coming up. He retired via Obamacare because it's so immoral he refuses to be part of it. He was also managing several hundred medical clinics, and he got out of it even though he was very successful because, again, it's so evil. And That was the plan, you know, get all the good medical people out, and it's working well. You know, he's bringing the foreign doctors and the rest of it and lower the standards. Not the foreign doctors are bad either. It's just they come from India or Eastern Europe. They're used to ration care. They're used to following orders. They're used to not having a Hippocratic oath. But I digress. They're used to socialism. And he was in several days of a continuing education, and most of it is about the DEA and prescriptions and this rule and that rule and how to fill this chart out and all that garbage. And he said like half a day was on how everyone's going to have DNA chips starting in the next year or two and how you won't give anyone a prescription unless they have a DNA chip. And then how in the next rollout, the DNA chip will communicate with chips in all of the pills and that they're going to then basically have smart meters all over the place that are reading your bodies as you just walk down the street to see what you're on, and then call the police on you. And by the way, I mean, I told people about license plate reading cameras 20 years ago, and they didn't believe it. Now you know they're everywhere. It's the same thing. Here it is in Business Insider. I have another one on the London Telegraph. Smart mattress lets you know if your partner is cheating. See, chips are so cheap now that you pay $5 extra, $10 extra, and the smart mattress tells you everything you're on, what you've been doing, and if you've had sex with somebody else. See, they're enticing us into the spy grid, just like I read 15, 16 years ago in AP, how they were coming out with the new light bulbs under mandate, and thank goodness they just so happened to work. No, they were designed that way. This is unity of agenda. This is standardized global rollout. That data over power lines would then send data through your power lines into your house and then into smart meters and smart interfaces and smart bulbs. And the bulbs would then communicate with different things in your house. And it also had a fringe benefit just accidentally, just like it accidentally, you know, just hooks into the grid and data. It accidentally can calm you during crises. And it will know when just to... Just like the smart meters we told you 16, 17 years ago would tax you during key times and would control your thermostat, it's now being done in four states. Li-Fi, all of it. And this is what's so frustrating. I'm only scratching the surface, and this is all being rolled out like the elite are an alien force or something. Imagine a science fiction movie where they look like humans, but they have all this high tech, and they're making it where everything from the TVs to the toasters to your mattress to your car is remote controlled by them, tracks you and taxes you to siphon off all your funds to their corporate reservations where they're actually building a breakaway civilization. That'd be a neat science fiction movie, wouldn't it? But that's what they're doing, and they're not aliens. They're crazy people who are inspired, if you go to Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones in places, by Lucifer. Now, who's Lucifer? He's fallen to earth. He doesn't like us. He wants to override creation and set himself up as God. That's what the Bible says. It's happening. A fallen entity who fell to this planet and is doing this to us. I mean, there's the answer. It's all real. It's really happening. And whether that Lucifer is real or not, the elite are doing it. They're building it. So I'm going to talk about this later in the broadcast. We've got a bunch of guests coming up as well. But I want to do a whole report, too, on DNA chips. And again, the chip isn't in you. They take your blood once. It's then in a chip database. And then they can take your blood and prick you again whenever they want. It's just quick and easy, no big deal. And they got a bunch of different ones coming out. But MIT News, major step in implantable drug delivery device. Why pharma wants to put sensors in the blockbuster drug. Microchip implants medication on command. Scientific. And then this isn't the full one. Here it is. Lab on a chip technology for near patient diagnosis. This is Austin Publishing. This is what they were teaching him. Bioelectronic DNA chips for the clinical laboratory. And they're telling him when he went for his continuing education as an endodontist, as an oral surgeon, They told him, oh, yeah, this is what everybody's going to have. Just like they told my cousin, who's just got out of the Army at 35 years, 10 years ago, that troops were going to start getting ships, and they did start getting them, special forces and people. And then it's classified, so they can't tell you. I mean, the chipping's already going on, and then it was in MIT magazine a few months ago that troops are getting brain chips. And it shows them putting brain chips in them. Now, of course, they're opting into the programs now. Soon it'll be mandatory. We got the big Trump news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The preacher man said it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I think I'm going to make a liner that intros this.
Back in the wood, you see.
You can't starve us out. You can't make us run. Establishment wants domesticated populations, so that's what they're doing with this high-tech overwrite. Technology is not being brought in to empower us, but to hamstring us, to enslave us.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We got a lot of big guests coming up today.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things.
Larry Nichols is popping in with big news. Colonel Rob Manis, who's running for the U.S. Senate, really interesting fellow, is going to pop in. Peter Schiff, Rob Dew, and the crew from Denver. They were in New York yesterday. Here's the best part. Crank it up. That's what we're waiting for. Because you can't starve us out.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make a run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns.
Oh, they've got shotguns? They say great. They say amen. And if you're not into that, well, you know what?
We don't give a damn.
That's what it comes down to, those bitter clingers.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains.
We're going to have the crew on pre-demonstration there in Denver against the theft of the election by the Republican and Democratic establishment. It's at the RNC. Talked to Roger Stone yesterday. He begged the listeners. He said, please tell your listeners, get involved, take action, get in there, be part of this. And the good news is, the media engaged in a giant, sickening psyop, but they gauged the public, and now it all collapsed starting yesterday. I monitor the news, obviously, as my crew does and many of you do, and I see in the controlled media their attempts in everything from the Washington Post to USA Today to MSNBC to CNN and Fox to normalize. Of course no one ever votes in primaries and the party appoints the nominee. Well, that's never happened before. If that starts happening, then it's a dictatorship of an oligarchy. It's like the Chinese system, the Central Committee, and then the Politburo. Yes, you have people who represent the voters from the precinct who are pledged, and if it's neck and neck, then historically there can be some jockeying. I mean, Reagan won by a handy amount in the delegates, but they still try to take it from him. So that was the first time this got floated around. They put it on the books 4 years before in 76, but they tried it in 1980, and the threat was enough to get Reagan to put George Herbert Walker Bush in the VP slot, and then Reagan got shot, and the rest is history. We've had three rounds of Bushes, and now they want a fourth one with Ted Cruz. And it's with heavy heart I have to come out against Ted Cruz. I ignore all the Goldman Sachs stuff and the Bush connections, hoping that that's just how he came up and he was for real. No, he's a total operative. He's uncloaked in his arrogance. And I'm physically sick over it. I'm sick of betrayal. I want to believe in this country. I want things to get better. I want to believe in the government. I want to believe in the people. I'm tired of it. Where are the honorable people? And the good news is, starting about yesterday, I saw it shift, and even mainstream media went, and even Fox and CNN and others were like, as I monitor it, were like, yeah, I mean, people do want the popular vote to be counted. We better do it. You better not try that, because they realized no one was buying their psyop that everyone wants open, you know, borders. Everybody wants forced vaccines. Everybody wants to be spied on. Everybody wants to not have a vote. Of course you never vote. Like, well, why do we have primaries? Why did we vote before? Why'd you say we get the government we vote for? If I don't get to vote, then I don't get to pay taxes or follow your laws. You don't just sit up there over me. And so a stack of articles today in my stack. I mean, there's like 15 articles I came across without even looking. U.S. News and World Report. Sarah Palin says voters should decide GOP nomination. Wow, that's, man, what a weirdo. Voters? What are those? CBS News. Why the GOP can't take the nomination from Donald Trump. And it goes on and on. Cold greeting for Cruz at GOP gala. He's going down the polls. New Yorkers ignore Ted Cruz at GOP gala. They've dropped the charges against Trump's former campaign head. still former, but in transition. And now the witnesses are coming out that she was falling down drunk, stumbling around. It's just all made up. That's what these people do. So that's all coming up, and we're going to get into a bunch of clips, the latest on the election. And our crew was in New York yesterday. Now they're in Denver. We have a lot of footage. We can't play it there because all the cussing. Because the anti-Trump people do not talk. All they do is cuss and spit and run around in circles. They attack people. It was amazing.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented... Viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we are here broadcasting worldwide from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. What is that, 9 to 2 Pacific, 10 to... Yeah, I tell you, there's just so much going on in this world, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to attempt right now to go over a lot of the news before all these guests start joining us. Let's go ahead and get back into the Trump right now. So I went over the fact there's a lot of news articles, mainstream news now saying, you know, you really need to go with the popular vote. This is not a contested deal. He's way ahead. He's going to be way ahead on the East Coast. What do you mean you're going to ignore the popular vote at Cleveland and maybe even give it to Paul Ryan or somebody else like Kasich? Because they don't really want Cruz either. Even though he's establishment, he hasn't been around long enough. But they might go for that. Sarah Palin says voters should decide GOP nominee. Imagine you have to even say that in America. Voters should decide a nominee who's then going to run for president. Of course. We're voting on the Republican we want. If it's appointed by a party, then the parties will just get together and create a dictatorship, a rigged deal, which they're trying to do. I mean, they've been joined at the hip for a long time, but this is like them doing the deed in front of everybody. Associated Press, voters will rise up in opposition to Republican power brokers, try to take the presidential nominee away from Donald Trump or Ted Cruz at the GOP convention this summer, Sarah Palin said Thursday in a wide-ranging interview with the Associated Press. I didn't even say rise up. I said go demonstrate for our First Amendment rights, because that's what voting is. Jury rights, grand jury rights, the speech, the press, religion. It's all in the First Amendment. It's under some other amendments as well, but it's all inculcated there. Are they going to call her a terrorist, call for her arrest? I mean, Roger Stone didn't say rise up. And they're in the Washington Post, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC calling for his arrest. And playing clips of this show implying I'm violent. News articles had me in there saying, Jones wants a day of rage, violence. Is he? Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm so looking for violence. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting to try to stop it. I'm trying to stop the George Soros-funded groups out there trying to start a war in the streets shooting police. I have Oath Keepers on that has a national initiative for Overwatch, for citizens and police alike, so that this doesn't continue. And it's not about groveling to the police. The globalists are taking the country down. They want to attack local government and order. That's what terrorists do. And there's a video on Infowars.com that needs to go mega viral. Drudge Report is linked to our story. China says Russia humiliated arrogant U.S. with simulated attack on warship, and I'm glad Drudge linked to that. But the story that's really important, and I need the listeners to, we're going to put it on Facebook, Twitter, we need to get it out everywhere, is the videos that our crew got in Manhattan yesterday, and they're so hard working, they're already in Denver right now. They're going to be on in the fourth hour. And there's a whole bunch of these videos, and because the Bernie Hillary supporters cannot talk, all they do is scream threats and cuss words. We cannot play it here because it would just be beep, 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 beep. I mean, that's all it would be. There is a man up there at the Trump rally, not attacking people, but saying, defend yourself. There are sleeper cells. There is ISIS here. You need to protect yourself. And they start grabbing his sign, trying to rip it away, start grabbing his sunglasses, grabbing his hat, and then he pushes them back, and then they attack him and beat him up. And the police don't do anything. There are police on video with some of the Black Lives Matter people saying, I'm going to attack you, I'm going to physically assault you, and cussing at them, and the police do nothing. I mean, it's disorderly conduct to say, I'm going to physically attack you. And I guarantee you, I've been arrested in New York for protesting the firefighters and police not getting funding the first responders. I was literally protesting at Fox News over that. There's video of it. And the police came and arrested me and almost tore my shoulder out of socket. They put the handcuffs on so tight and so high on my back. And I did nothing. Nothing. Man, my white privilege really worked out there, didn't it? And am I going to just hate the cops because of that? No, they followed their evil orders. They followed what that big city machine wanted. Just like the Black Lives Matter are allowed to beat this guy up, and I'm not allowed to have a demonstration about the cover-up of the dust on 9/11 and media cover-up, because, see, I'm a good person. People are going to listen to me. What I'm saying will really help the country. So, see, I can't be allowed to be out there. But if I'm part of a group whose ideological leader is a cop killer that lives in Cuba, and if I go around singing chants about killing police, I would be allowed to tell the police that I'm going to physically attack them and menace them with my fist balled up in a fighting stance. No, there's a leftist George Soros privilege to destabilize this country. And the behavior of people like Black Lives Matter will then legitimize, and I don't think it actually does legitimize it, but it'll legitimize it in some people's minds when crazy, mentally ill cops shoot some innocent person, be they white, black, or whatever, in the back. And that goes on. Those cops need to get in trouble. But is a couple hundred people shot a year improperly by police? That's the number. 150, 200, it varies. Period. Is that the number one issue in this country? No. And you can look right at a Black Lives Matter person with all their hate and all their craziness. In fact, show for the TV viewers some of the footage of the guy, the articles on Infowars.com. Black Lives Matter threatens to attack police. I believe it's the headline. If it's not the headline, it should be. And the guy is just whacked out of his mind, so angry and so hateful, threatening everybody to beat him up for their free speech. And telling a black Trump supporters, how dare you be supporting him, and just basically in a Tasmanian devil rage, all because he really believes that this is a bunch of racists that are out to get him. And the guy is so angry, he just keeps saying, in between cuss words, Donald Trump isn't going to help, he's not going to raise your taxes, screaming at this black woman, or group of black women. And then if we can, I want to show the footage when they physically attack. Video, anti-Trump mob assaults Trump supporter, leftist rip sign, throw punches at man, steal his sunglasses. Infowars.com. And then there's also I love that these leftists cannot fight. I'll just tell you right now that, I'm not bragging, but I would literally have just absolutely devastated all those people in about 10 seconds. I guess they've never had somebody actually punch them upside the head full power. Watching these people attack, it's like wimp punches and pawing and just, it's just ridiculous. Black Lives Matter threatens violence against whites who vote Trump. Yeah, that's from a few weeks ago. The latest one's up on Infowars.com. You guys just had it up. Yeah, that's it. And we can't play it because of all the cussing. But he tells the cops, I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to jump you. And they just sit there and take it. And I've had the same New York police, I don't mean those cops, come up to me when I'm 100 yards away showing a protest against the Iraq war and threaten to arrest me with hatred. And I was polite to him, and the guy got off on it more. But see, he knows that the system is backing those leftist thugs, so they know to leave them alone. So I'll tell you, the police are shameful, and so are those thugs. You're all a bunch of cowards. I don't mean all the police, obviously. I'm talking about police that sit there and let people do that. I've never seen a cop that lets you push them like that guy just did, and in their face, and then he threatens to hit them. It's just wrong that I've been arrested in New York, and over again been treated like crap when I'm exercising my First Amendment that a lot of people died for. And because I'm a good person, I'm not allowed to. But a bunch of crazy people are. And I say let them, but don't let them beat people up. And the cops were 10 feet away and let them do it. Because they're intimidated by it. They're intimidated by, 4 New York cops last year been shot in the head just randomly? I mean, if you're so scared of George Soros, these people, what's going to happen when you start a war with the veterans and the patriots? And the gloves come off there. If you're scared of these Black Lives Matter and communists and these other idiot groups. I'm digressing. I'm just sick of it. I personally am really tired of it. So here are these articles. Video, violent anti-Trump mob assaults Trump supporters. Protesters hang Trump effigy, beat up Trump impersonator outside New York GOP convention. Trump chalking by college Republicans is a hate crime, black students claim. Chalking threatens our tax-exempt status. Oh, yeah, see, no one can have speech now at a school or a church because it's tax-exempt. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And individuals at a church or at a college undoubtedly have their free speech. But this is an attempt to go after our free speech. Bill Nye, the science guy, got asked by Mr. Moreno of Climate Depot if he agreed with the UN and others that are calling for the arrest of people that deny global warming, man-made global warming. Now it's man-made climate change. And he said, no, we should look at it. This is the standard position. But look, he's a little non-threatening guy with a bow tie telling you that polar bears can't swim. In fact, let's play a clip of that just to dovetail with all the censorship every day that we see ongoing, the attempt to bully us into total submission. Science guy Bill Nye, let's discuss criminalizing climate deniers. And this is being pushed by the New York Attorney General and others. And then Barbara Boxer will play attacks Catholic priests for questioning global warming. So see, it's all about being bullied. And what did the New York governor say? He said, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, get out. And they later said, are you serious? He said, yeah, get out. They're bullies. They believe their time has come. They're gangsters. And then Donald Trump comes and says, we should not have open borders and pay for everything free. And if they're not vetting any of the Muslims coming in, stop it all till it's vetted. Absolutely. And they go, oh, that's so hateful. And people then get to feel hurt. It's like you own something now to be hurt. Like, I get to be hurt. Good. I get to be hurt. Meanwhile, Mexico gives you 6 months to a year hard labor if you're caught coming in from Latin America. And tortures you to find out where more illegals are hiding. That's in the London Guardian, by the way. No one is tougher on borders in Latin America than Mexico. It's one of the worst countries for illegals in the world except for North Korea. I mean, they don't put up... Japan doesn't let one Muslim immigrate there. Japan has the lowest crime rate in that area of the world, probably the world after Switzerland. Where it's hard to immigrate there, too. Japanese just leave their doors wide open. There's almost zero crime in Japan. Now, let's go ahead and go to Bill Nye. Time to talk about arresting people for their free speech. And he ties it to cigarettes and stuff like that. No, the cigarette companies knew and paid people to produce false science. We are saying it's the sun, and we're saying there's a carbon scam where you want, so you're the ones that are pushing a lie for money gain. You're the ones involved in racketeering, not us. Here it is.
We interviewed Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the environmentalist, here at the People's Climate March in 2014, mm-hmm. September. He said that the climate deniers, his word, and energy CEOs belong at The Hague with three square meals and a cot with all the other war criminals. What is your thought on that? And do you think some of the rhetoric on your side, as I'm sure both sides, but some of the rhetoric on your side gets too carried away? I mean, you don't, what's your thought on jailing skeptics as war criminals?
We'll see what happens. Was it appropriate to jail the guys from Enron?
Interesting.
Okay, right. So we'll see what happens. If was it appropriate to jail people from the cigarette industry who insisted that this addictive product was not addictive and so on? And you think about, in these cases, for me as a taxpayer and voter, the introduction of this extreme doubt, where you go with extreme doubt about climate change, is affecting my quality of life as a public citizen. So I can see where people are very concerned about this and are pursuing criminal investigations as well as engaging in discussions like this.
That is flaming tyranny. Now it's not just hate speech, it's extreme doubt. Oh, so we need to have criminal investigations of that. And I'm going to do a little promo piece with this where the record skips at a key point when he says Enron. Do you know who in 1990, with Al Gore at a summit, and Al Gore's written about this before Enron got exposed, do you know who developed carbon taxes and the global carbon trading scheme with N.M. Rothschild? This is mainstream news. Enron. It's an Enron scam. And then he uses their own scam organization as the reason we lose free speech. They fixed energy prices, and that wasn't enough to make $1 billion a day sometimes in California. Enron environmentalism, the carbon credit scam, pumps millions of tons more greenhouse gas into the atmosphere. Boom. Mainstream article. Let's play the Enron clip. Here it is.
Was it appropriate to jail the guys from Enron?
Interesting.
Okay, right. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, you see? Man, you know, it's like I'll be watching CNN and they got a guy saying I'm dangerous and bad and don't listen to me. And I go, wait a minute. I remember reading about an analyst at the Pentagon running a bunch of stuff, a Buck Sexton. I think that guy's CIA. Will you look him up? He's CIA. They don't get on TV and say, hey, I'm CIA up here going after Alex Jones. But see, I remember. And I remember who came up with the carbon scam, Bill Nye. Man, you're an enemy of freedom. What a tyrant.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I
A new story up on DrudgeReport.com. It's also on Infowars.com. From Breitbart. Colorado caucus volunteers, ballot errors hurt Trump delegation and candidates could have violated state rules. Where you're only allowed to vote for Ted Cruz, even though you're already all vetted. Most of them had promised to go for Cruz. They wanted 100% victory. So they were so arrogant, they gave him every delegate. And then they went on TV and gaslighted us. That's a CIA term for just saying, you're not on planet Earth. You're not Alex Jones. You're not Matt Drudge. You're not, you know, whoever you are, John Brown. You're not who you say. And you're like, yeah, I am. No, you're crazy. And a room full of people tell you you're nuts. That's not voting for primaries. There never was. Silly. We're going to be getting to that more. I want to get more into this whole climate change situation with Barbara Boxer, where it's all about shaming us now and nudging us and henpecking us and dominating us. And we may have to arrest you. Yeah, we're going to go shut down the Trump rallies, too. We're going to beat up people, and the cops aren't going to do anything, even though we, you know, run around these groups calling for attacking the police. Because it's what the establishment wants. Obviously, our crews are all over the place. We're working very hard. We're trying to fund coverage in Cleveland and Bilderberg coming up next month and so much more. We've got the best products at InfoWarsStore.com, the best nutraceuticals, the best pro-gun, anti-globalist apparel so you can meet like-minded people and spread the word. We have an unprecedented 25% off the already discounted. So you have retail, then you have discounted. It's 25% off discounted. It's 45% off retail on BrainForce. And I'm telling you, folks, at $22, similar nootropics have fillers in them and are a bigger bottle, cost $60. We have less caplets in it, and it has a lower price. But if we did the fillers and stuff, it'd be a huge bottle and have more caplets in it. But we don't do fillers, and it'd be $60. $22. Okay, so it is 45% off its regular retail, and it's got the 30 caplets in it, and just try it out today, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of folks want to be able to get a bigger bottle at a higher price. We're coming out with one of those, a little bit of discount on that as well. But this is the best nootropic we could come up with, the best formula, period. We go out and find what is the most organic, what is the safest, what is the most hardcore. Read the 5.0 reviews, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you find the non-GMO heirloom seeds, shortwave radios, Hillary for President shirts, and over 1,000 other amazing items, high-quality storable food. DNA Force is back in stock. It's got 175 studies behind it, just one ingredient, the BioPQQ. Do yourself a favor. Go read about it today. Whether it's a bottle of colloidal silver, silver bullet, or DNA Force, whether something costs $9.95 or $130, it is the very best stuff out there, and we need to sell a lot of it to fund this operation. By the grace of God, we're still here because of your prayers. I will tell listeners, we've never had more success than now. Best of times, worst of time. I have never had more demonic enemy attacks of every form and every level, and I literally rely on God, and I pray for your prayers. I need your prayers, and I need providence. I'm committed. I'm going to do everything I've got to do. I'm not going to stop ever. I just need your support and your prayers, and I appreciate it. And so do our affiliates. And everybody else who supports the InfoWar. And Lord knows I'm not perfect. I'm doing the best I can before God. People say, man, why all the God stuff if you're not a Christian? Look, this is, I believe in God. That's how I cope, okay? There are no atheists in foxholes. And let me tell you, live my life. And then just, I couldn't do this if I didn't have God to lean on. And that's what it comes down to. I just get stronger as the attacks intensify, though, because God's a rock. The closer I get to God, the stronger I get. We'll be back. Stay with us. InfoWarsLife.com. Support us today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.